From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Nuclear threats from North Korea. South Korea and the United States have begun their annual joint military exercises in an atmosphere of increased tensions due to North Korea's latest nuclear and ballistic missile tests and a threat from the powerful National Defense Commission of an all-out offensive to counter the annual drill. A North Korean news anchor reports that in response to any attack by U.S. and South Korean forces, the North Korean army and people will not miss the opportunity to realize the greatest desire of the Korean nation through a sacred war of justice and reunification. He says that they will launch an all-out offensive to decisively counter the U.S. and its followers' hysteric nuclear war moves. The exercises, known as Key Resolve and Foal Eagle, are the largest ever staged, with more than 300,000 South Korean troops and about 17,000 U.S. forces participating. A Taliban suicide bomber has blown himself up outside of a local court in northwestern Pakistan, killing at least 13 people and wounding at least 36 more. A spokesman for the militant group Jamaat-ul-Ahrar, a member of the Pakistani Taliban waging insurgency against the state, claimed responsibility for the attack. The main Syrian opposition group signaled Monday it intends to take part in renewed UN-led peace talks set to begin later on this week. Riyad Nasan Aga, a spokesman for the High Negotiations Committee, said representatives plan to start arriving in Geneva on Friday. UN envoy Staffan de Mistura originally intended to reconvene Syrian parties for peace talks late last month, but pushed back the date as the U.S. and Russia led efforts to implement the cessation of all hostilities. This is VOA News.